Yakamu was born in the wake of the first Japanese capital city, and around the time the kana syllables were introduced into the language. These symbols became the foundation of Japanese literature. One of the first books written was by Ukuro Hakamambo. It had no title, but people began calling it Fish Mouth Serenade. Hakamambo used the kana syllables as described to him by a friend, because Hakamambo was blind. But since he was among the few wealthy landowners, had nothing to do, could afford ink, he became the first well-known author. The whole Japanese identity was forming after 710. Yakamu was indicative of all young men at the time. They were filled with energy and very attracted to women. Even though Hakamambo's book was a big success, the kids only looked for the dirty parts and went on with their youthful adventures into sexuality. Peasant girls were top choice for the young Japanese boys who had just experienced the beginning of manhood. As the old Japanese saying goes, what falls between a young boy's thighs are that which guides the young man's eyes. But Yakamu had eyes for a landowner's daughter, Shaba Yokopika. This kind of liaison was unheard of back then. Peasant boys would not be seen with young girls who had fathers with money. However, Yakamu told Bushki, Shaba's father, that his father had pearls on a knife handle. Bushki was impressed, knowing pearls were not for peasants. Yakamu told Bushki that his lineage was that of Nikamoto warriors, and Bushki was in awe. In between presenting these facts to Bushki, Yakamu and Shaba were doing the traditional fukaki movements, loosely translated as love with holes, and having a great time, too. So here we can stop and add some steamy details about Yakamu and Shaba, some of which, history tells us, involves Shaba's sisters and a wandering goat named Peg. But, since this is strict history and far from having entertainment value, we must move on without steamy parts. Point is, the union between the poor Yakamu and the wealthy Shaba produced a child, Waki Windu, who played an important role in the next generation of Japanese people. To be continued.